That is Michael Stone. Mike in for Mike Valeni, who's off today. I'm Rico Beard. That's Jason. Jason. That's David. That's Kenny.
Who's the one who got no sleep? Me or you?
Well, hey. We're going to be here till 6:10. Stoney, it's funny because I didn't expect you to get here until a little bit later. You drove all the way in.
Well, we used my car, but I wasn't driving. Friend Gary drove. I had a loaner because when I hit a deer, the car needs. So if it, why put miles on anybody else's car if I have a loaner? So you know what? So we took the car.
Wait, you hit a deer?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. But it wasn't. It just barely got it. So just the right side, like where the light is. They have to do a little bumper damage. There's still damage, but the deer, me, thoughts and prayers. But I just kept going. I heard the thump and just boom, just kept going. Anyway, so yeah, we had a nice time in Pittsburgh seeing Mr. Springsteen. There were some luminaries there.
Apparently.
Adam Schefter, Woj Bomb, not our Woj, although he's seen him before. Jeff Passan, Cleveland Cavaliers executive and former Spartan and Detroit Country Day. Were they Yellow Jackets, I believe they are?
Yeah, Yellow Jackets.
Yes, Jason Hellman, who I went with. He met us from Cleveland. Your friend and ours, Morton Meisner, I ran into. He had very good seats, too. So it was a great night in Pittsburgh to see the soon-to-be 75-year-old Bruce Springsteen.
You've seen him so many times. This isn't Bruce Radio.
No, I know.
Do you still get excited? Do you still enjoy the concerts? You haven't reached that point where you're like, you know,
there are times,
we can go ahead and tap out.
There are times during the show, especially on this tour more than usual, where you pretty much know what's coming next. The spontaneity is not what it used to be, but still, I've seen 8 shows on this 23-24 tour, and I've seen some at least one different song in each show. So that's good. And it's you know what it is?
So you've seen a third of this tour?
No, he's had a...
No, you said you said 8 shows out of 24.
No, the 2023-24 tour. Well, yeah.
That may be a little problematic, and you may get a restraining order.
Yes, but part of it is going to the shows with friends, number one, some family. There were people standing with us in the pit. Guys had their kids with them it was their first show. There was one, this is ridiculous, by the way. Some kid had a sign, okay? His father made for him, obviously. Kid had headphones on. He was on his father's shoulder. This is my first Bruce show. I'm 4. Okay, really? You really need to take your kid to see Bruce when you're 4?
It is his first Bruce show, though.
You know what? So much is wrong with that. If you have to put headphones on your kid shouldn't be there. At any event, I've often said that, like, well, I got the headphones. The kid shouldn't be there if it's too loud. And say, this kid doesn't know who Bruce or Barney doesn't know the difference.
Hey, probably here's both in the in his house.
All
the time. And one of the people that we were with brought his daughter, who coincidentally, Lillian, she went to, she's a senior at the American University.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, so, yeah, it was a good time. So, but you know what? I was thinking of you yesterday and this program because I was walking from, taking the elevator down from my hotel room to meet up in the lobby at around, I don't know, 4 o'clock, something like that. I just happened to check on my phone. I said, oh my God, there's the guy on base, you know, 2 outs, Javi's up. Mm. And Javi hit.
It was a spite home run.
Did you have a Harvey Holiday here yesterday?
No, if you looked at it, he literally had his middle finger up as he rounded the bases. Pointed right to the studios like, ha, my 6th home run of the year. I'm not totally worthless.
Can you imagine being a Seattle Mariners fan? You've lost 5, and you were lucky to win the 1.
Livid.
5 out of 6 to the Tigers?
Livid.
And you're in a
I do know a Seattle Mariners
race.
Fan. He was livid. He didn't want to. He was beside himself. He had a Valeni meltdown moment yesterday. Like because he does Seattle stuff. Uh-huh. He lost it. He just, like, you don't deserve any of this. Oh, he was angry.
I can imagine.
because the Tigers ended your hopes and dreams.
Well, maybe.
So the Tigers.
Yes.
Are going to be playing the Yankees in Williamsport on Sunday.
Right.
Little League World Series, if that sounds familiar. So it got us to thinking. Stoney put this on the sheet, and it got me going down memory lane, ended up calling somebody I played Little League baseball with. Mm-hmm. Stoney, and we're asking you, the people out there, with the Tigers playing at the Little League World Series, Little League World Series going on, what is your best Little League World Series? What is that moment that will always stick with you?
Not necessarily, obviously. 248. Not everybody's made the World Series.
Right, but just when playing Little League.
Yes.
Good or bad, we're here for you. We're going to have some fun. It's Friday. We're having fun. We're also going to be talking some Lions later on down the road. But right now, we are talking that Little League memory, that you were good or bad, you struck out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth inning, or you hit the game-winning hit. 248-539-9797. Because I got one, Stoney. I'll let you start.
I've had a few, and they are, the two that I'm going to mention are bad. One's really embarrassing, and one was really good. Where I grew up in Little League, it was official Little League. It wasn't this travel stuff. Because they always get this debate between people who play travel baseball, Little League. Well, if we play travel, we're better than Little League because we play real baseball. We steal, you know, we don't have to wait till the ball crosses the plate and they steal and all that stuff. Anyway, so when I was 8 years old, I was in the Little League, the Broomall Little League. It was the clinic, which is just because the league started at eight. It wasn't, you didn't have 5 and 6 year old kids playing t-ball. You just, it started at eight. This is a long time ago, obviously. So the first half of the season was hitting off the batting tee, and the second half of the season, the kids pitched themselves. So we had a game. It was the last game of the t-ball part of the season, and my dad was our coach, and I was under the assumption that if you miss the ball on the tee, but hit the actual, because it was like on a, like a rubber tube, so to speak, where the ball was placed. But if you hit that and the ball fell off the tee, it was just like a foul ball. Well, I had two strikes. I missed the ball, hit the tube. The ball fell out, and I said, all right, foul ball, I'll get another shot. And they said, no, you're out. You struck out.
You struck out in t-ball?
Yeah. I cried like a little boy. I cried like bitch. I know.
You struck out in t-ball?
Yes, I struck out in t-ball. And I was 8 years old.
I hope you didn't play when you were 9. Because that may not have been the game for you.
Okay. Here's the good part. The next game was we pitched ourselves. I was there. I pitched. I pitched a no-hitter. The next game,
really?
I struck out t-ball and then pitched a no-hitter. Now, I gave up a couple runs because I walked two guys and there was an error, but I pitched a no-hitter in t-ball and in clinic. And my other Little League remembrance is getting a phone call at night, and my mom answers the phone. It's like 7 o'clock, I guess. Mike, it's Rocky Williams, the manager of the Cubs, is on the phone. And I was in the minor leagues. I was on the Indians. And I got the call saying I was called up to the majors. And I was like so psyched. And then the first game, we played the Giants. And the Giants had a 12-year-old kid named Dave Zimmerman. He was the biggest kid in Little League. He could throw the hardest. I come in a pinch hit my first time in the majors. And I was so nervous and so scared that the count was like 3-2. And he threw a fastball, it was probably, you know, in my mind, 100 miles an hour. And the umpire says, ball four. And I was so nervous, I swung and struck out. Those are my Little League moments, ladies and gentlemen. Some bad and one good one.
248-539-9797.
Can you top this?
I got some stories. David is the travel coach dad, so yes. I'm sure he's got stories as well. I don't know if Kenny, did you play Little League baseball or just all hockey? I know you were, you know.
No, I have a couple. I have a good one and a bad one.
I know you almost made an NHL team.
No.
Now, David, are you a travel baseball snob who looks down on Little League?
Yes.
See, there are the you are those people.
Yeah. They're less than. Sorry. Wow. It just is.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. You'll get our stories and yours next. 97.1.
248-539-9797. Stoney here in for Mike Rico. To my left, Hatchett and Kennicott. Behind the glass, we have what? Who Said It? Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We have some football stuff. It's a Friday. We're going to have some fun.
We are. We got some Lions. We're going to talk that as well. We also have Who Said It, a Friday staple of the show. I'm almost getting ready. I'm excited because it's going to be Football Friday soon. We're just 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks away. But right now we are talking the Little League stories that you have. And Stoney, I got two. Kind of sad now that I think about it. Okay. Ironically enough, it's funny that we're talking this because we're going to have, like, in Southwest Detroit at Kimney Center, we're having an old Little League reunion.
Oh, nice.
But we're all going to be meeting up next Saturday from, like, 3 o'clock, cookout. I mean, you know, we're all in our 50s and 60s now, 40s, 50s, and 60s. But if you've ever played, you show up out there. I was 12, and I always equate this. This was the summer I grew up and realized that life just wasn't fair. One was, I think it was 1980 or 81, and they picked the All-Star team. And it was normally the two coaches that went to the championship the year before. Unfortunately, we didn't go to the championship the year before. So what happened was I just knew I was going to be on the All-Star team. Everybody just knew I was going to be in the All-Star team. Instead, the coach put his son on the team over me.
Wow. For All-Stars.
Caused a little bit of a controversy because everybody was like, wait, how did he get left off the team? He put his son on the team. I mean, it made it bad because me and Lonzo, like, we were best friends.
Right.
But it was just like, come on, man. You know. So I didn't make it. So, okay. This is where I was a little bit of a hater.
Did you have any of your family say something to Papa Alonzo?
No. I mean, it was just one of those. It just happened. This wasn't like now where he's going to get canceled and they dig deep into his social media. It was just, you know what? You're toughing it up. You didn't make it. So I'm like, fine. My mother made me go to watch the games. I didn't want to. But it was like, come on. You got to support, you know, the teams. So we went. These bastards start winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. They got to be a game away from going to Williamsport.
Wow.
They won the state of Michigan. They went to Ohio. They started playing. They started doing all of this stuff. They kept winning. And it is eating me up on the inside because I got to sit there. Yay. Yay. Hated it. Just absolutely hated it. They lost to a team, I think, Gary Sheffield played. It was a Florida team. Yeah. He was on the opposing team. But, yeah, they finally ended up losing. I couldn't have been happier. I can say it now. The statute of limitations is up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been happier.
Is this why you're the constant owner of the spite store? Is this your origin story? Is this why you're always so filled with spite? It all makes sense now. No, it all goes back to Little League.
No, because then it's, yes, Kenny, it was a double down. Because then we made it. We played the team, the coach that held me back, and my coach fired me up, and every time I went to bat, he was like, remember, that man kept you off the team. And I just crushed it in that series. I mean, single-handedly, I defeated them. We got to the championship game. We're playing the Bears. The Bears were this upstart team that got lucky. They made it there. It was 2 out of 3. In game one, we were crushing them, winning. I go up to bat, get hit by a pitch, fractured my finger.
Whoa!
I'm out for the rest of the series. My coach is trying to find ways, like, can we take the cast off your hand? Can you hold it back? Like, of course you can't do this stuff now, but we ended up losing because I didn't play.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had to sit there and watch. So I said, that was
so
a summer.
So it's no Wally Pipp story, you know?
No.
So somebody didn't come in and, like, take a play.
That was a summer.
And just go.
No. That was a summer where, yeah, I lost my innocence and realized life was not fair. So, yes, Kenny, that was the origin story. When they do my movie, that's going to be a key scene.
By the way, do we have any type of, I don't know what the correct terminology would be, but the intel on how your regular partner would be or was as an athlete in, like, maybe Little League?
I know he played.
How could you not play Little League?
Because, I don't know.
Everybody played Little League, did they?
I did not play Little League.
Oh, really?
I played basketball and football growing up. Never played baseball.
I don't know if he played. I couldn't see. I mean, seriously, his teammates would probably hate him because he was like, yeah, I can't believe you struck out. I'm six. He's sitting there bad-mouthing his own coach.
Coach, here's what you can do. We're going to lose because we'll have the number one pick in the draft next year. You'll get a five-year-old to come up.
I can't believe this coach doesn't know what he's doing. You mean me, son? You mean I'm your coach?
Yeah.
You're worthless. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts when we get to the phone lines.
Winning states back in 2006, I was the pitcher. The final pitch was about 8 inches outside, but called a strike.
Oh, okay.
Aaron in Garden City says, Stoney, I think I have you beat. Senior year of high school, baseball tryouts, we were hitting at an indoor field off a tee, but had fielders. We had bases loaded, two outs, and I decided I was going to be funny and bunt in T-ball. I wind up hitting, then attempt to push the bunt while running. Missed the ball entirely, so I struck out in T-ball at 17.
Oh, that definitely. I was only 8, okay?
Yeah.
I have an excuse.
Yeah.
Not a good one, but not 17.
Yeah, that has you beat.
Someone says opening day in 2003 fell off a swing and broke my left arm. Parents didn't think it was broke. Still played first base and got 2 walks before I left for the hospital. How did they not think it was broken? I was playing catcher, and the kid was running home to score the tying run. He ran me over, and I held onto the ball, nose bleeding to end the game. Was my best memory, Mark in Chesterfield.
Way to go, Mark. I like that.
10U baseball. My mom got me blue baby bottle pop. Coach yelled, and I was on deck, put the candy in my back pocket, hit a double, skid into second base, and crushed the candy. My back pocket was covered in blue powder and candy the rest of the game. Him in a truck. Someone else says, we need a movie on Stoney's childhood. That is a great story. Caught a line drive in right field, and I fell back. Still caught it. Ninth inning. If I didn't catch it, the runs would have scored, and we would have lost a playoff game. Bench came running out to me cheering. That is from Jared.
Awesome.
I gave up a grand slam to John Vitale in Cannon League in Detroit.
John Vitale played, he was a center for Michigan and also played for the Detroit Drive. Mm-hmm.
Jacob in Brighton said it was extra innings, top of the 10th, bases loaded, no outs. I was in a slump. Nobody expected me to do anything, to be honest. Just put the ball in play and pray. Well, lo and behold, I hit a bases clearing triple and won us the game. Best baseball moment of my life.
Okay, see, this is where I would ask him, did he do it with his eyes closed?
Because he said he was, you're right.
Well, you just close your eyes and just pray to God, just make some contact.
Travel baseball is a thing to make parents feel good while spending a bunch of money for no reason, not about the kids at all. Not been my experience.
Well, it is a little bit of a grift. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your stories. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1. All right, let's just go straight to the phone lines. What's your Little League story in honor? Tigers, Yankees are going to be playing in Williamsport in the Little League Classic.
By the way, they're getting screwed, the Tigers. They lose. The Yankees are one of the few teams that, you know, consistently draw, you know, because they're the Yankees.
Right.
They're losing a home game.
They are.
But Actually, doesn't for this season. Who cares, really? But
no, this actually matters because this is going to be one of the games that you would have actually sold. It would have been like when the Dodgers came to town,
right?
And you were going to sell out because everybody wanted to see Shohei. Everybody's going to want to see Judge. That's because, like, I thought maybe this was a Yankees game, but no, I guess it really was a
right. The flip side of that is the Tigers at least getting national exposure now.
And you know what, Stoney? You can never start scouting too soon. Maybe Scott Harris will be there and he'll see somebody who can actually do something. 248-539-9797. Kevin, you're going to lead us off today. You're on 97.1.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, and Stoney, I love that you still are filling in on, you know, shows. It's we love having you around. At least I do. And
thank you. That's very nice.
You do stick around. Congrats on the retirement.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'll. So basically, it was when I was about 6-7 years old. I was playing my first year of T-ball, organized baseball, and I wasn't one of the better kids on the team, but I was on a good team. We went to made it all the way to the state, not the state finals, the city championship. And just for some context, this is like the Sterling Heights League. So we had a lot of kids that played for Utica Stevenson, and they won a state title in 2005 just for
wow.
the people that are like, oh, screw the city leagues because the Fed teams are good. But, yeah, that's just some context. But basically, my dad took me to practice hitting a little bit day before the game. It was the bottom of the seventh inning, the last inning, and we're down by 2 runs. I ended up hitting a grand slam. It was my first hit of the year. And I think there was like 2 outs, and we won the game. It was pretty crazy. Nice. I was kind of like, I couldn't believe it. I remember as like a 6-year-old, I kind of peaked, I feel, a little early on in my sports career. And that was one of the big and better moments I remember.
Appreciate it, Kevin. 248-539-9797. Well, he had a good story. So, David, what about you and the grift that is travel baseball, Coach Hull?
Well, since I didn't play, I don't want to tell my son's story. Those are his stories.
Well, you're a coach. I mean, you know.
I'm not really coach. I'm just a parent for this last team.
You're in the crowd basically yelling at the coach.
Yeah, I'm just.
I got you.
But he did have a great.
Play my kid.
He pitches. He plays center field. He did have a great pitching performance to take his team to
Which son? Good oldest. Son or bad son?
The oldest. He had a
good answer.
He almost said the bad son.
The tournament they finished second in, one of their tournaments this year. He had a great performance to get them to the championship game. I mean, he was an ace. He was Justin Verlander for that game. But I missed that game. So it is what it is.
That's a great story. All right, 248-539-9797. Well, if it was the other, I would have been more invested if it was the other son. Why did you miss it? What were you doing?
Some responsibilities at the church that I had. Uh-huh. I couldn't get there in time. So
the building
fund. But I saw the championship game. He had a great performance at the bat there.
The building fund must be collected at all times, folks, no matter what. Let's go back to the phone lines.
He was Brian. Constructing the pew.
You're on 97.1.
Hey, Brian.
Brian.
Okay. And he's gone. Okay. Kyle, you're on 97.1.
Hey, so my little league story was I was about like 15 or 16, and it was a game right before the championship, and not having a good game at the plate. But it was bottom of the ninth. We were up by 3, and they walked the bases loaded, and then they came in and they had me come in to close, and I was able to strike out the side.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that was a good one. I just remember the last pitch was like a nice curveball, probably the best curveball I ever threw in my life, and I was able to win the game off of that.
Wait, how old were you?
You said 15 and 16. Well, he said 15 and 16. Little League only goes to 12.
Correct.
That's big league.
But. Oh, no. We had it was like minor leagues, major leagues, and like a senior league, but it was still a part of the Little League.
Oh, okay.
But can you be 20 in a senior league?
No.
David, be nice. Thanks. Thanks, Kyle. Couple ticket texts, David.
2005, my team is playing the first place team with the second best team. Huge rivalry game right before the playoffs. I'm the first baseman. There's a man on first and second, one out. The batter hits a line drive to my right side. I leaped as quickly as I could, snagged the ball, then ran and tagged the runner trying to get back to first. Crowd went crazy. Felt so good. That is TJ in Auburn Hills. Unassisted triple play. Playing third base, caught a line drive, tagged the runner out to third base, threw it to first to win the game. Mark and Monroe. Think he's lying.
No. He's probably not, because in Little League, you get a lot of that because people don't necessarily know the rules. And if you do, it's like, wait, what do you mean I'm out? It's
you're like, right. They're standing still waiting to know. Yeah.
Right. It's like the home run you get for laying down a bunt and they just keep throwing the ball all over. Like, really, it's a three-base error, but you don't want to tell the kid, yeah, you hit a home run, and you just let it go. You know, the funny thing
been
is,
there before.
I had NIL before there was NIL.
Oh, come on.
No. And anybody who grew up in Southwest Detroit, because I played on the Cobras, Mrs. Jones, her son played on there, Brian Jones. She paid us at the end of the game, depending on what we did. So if you went out there and you got a lot of hits, it depends. You get a dollar. Like if you hit two home runs, you get $2. Which was at the – so, yeah, we got our money to go get candy and pop and stuff like – she did. Hey, that's when I found out, okay. But she, if you didn't do nothing, you don't go approach her. But Mrs. Jones –
Mrs. Jones, the Ed Martin of your Little
she
League.
She was the Ed Martin of the Little League. Oh, yeah.
By the way, we have breaking news. Gio Urshela has been DFA'd. That's the one. I don't know what else is coming, but.
Kind of thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this allows him.
Chase Young, you know we're talking what? About. Yep.
Go find a team that can use you.
Correct. Yeah.
We're not. So that was the Tigers, team. You know, just out of respect. Look, you're good. Somebody's going to pick him up. He won't be out of baseball for long. What about Javi?
We're waiting on the number two, right? We're waiting on the next guy. I don't think it's going to be Javi.
I mean, they're bringing up a shortstop.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Javi.
I think it'll be
the man hits a home run and then you let him go.
It'll be McKinstry,
you know what?
If anything.
Yes. Because you've been holding this team and this city hostage. So, yeah, I think it's poetic justice. You let him go.
In on a high note?
Yep.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You know who's running the show here. Come on.
That would give me hope, though. Man, it would give me hope.
Yes.
Just saying. But, yeah, I just want to let you know, yes, it was NIL before there was NIL. Yeah, we were on the take. We were getting money.
I love it.
If you did well, oh, we were killing. I mean, there was no mercy rule either. So we would beat teams 43-3. There was no, oh, well, you know, you got everybody. No, no. We embarrassed you. And we would then go over to her, and she just had a handful of money and just handed it out to us. It was like, yeah. We go to the store, like, you got your Miss Jones money? Yep, I got it. You got yours? No, she ain't give me none.
There must have been a lot of people want to go play for that team because they knew they were getting Miss Jones money.
Nah, well, you know. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes,
we can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, so great topic. Stoney, grew up playing Little League in Pennsylvania. So hearing this brought back a lot of memories.
Okay.
My parents were divorced, and I go to Pennsylvania in the summer, so I couldn't be there for the tryouts at the beginning of the season, you know, to make the Little League. So we had Farm League, and that was all I was able to play. And so I was on the Phillies, and was never – we didn't really have a lot, so I would always – I'd show up, play my blue jeans and my mom's white Keds sneakers.
Keds.
That's all I had to wear. So we'd play, and nobody wanted the kid that couldn't, you know, that showed up halfway through the season. But end up making the all-star teams all the time, and it was just a lot of memories. But I had decided that when I had kids, my kids would never have to do.
All right, let's just go straight to the phone lines. What's your Little League story in honor? Tigers, Yankees are going to be playing in Williamsport in the Little League Classic.
By the way, the way, they're getting screwed, the Tigers. They lose. The Yankees are one of the few teams that, you know, consistently draw, you know, because they're the Yankees.
Right.
They're losing a home game.
They are.
But actually doesn't, for this season, who cares, really? But
no, this actually matters because this is going to be one of the games that you would have actually sold. It would have been like when the Dodgers came to town.
Right.
And you were going to sell out because everybody wanted to see Shohei. Everybody's going to want to see Judge. That's because, like, I thought maybe this was a Yankees game, but no, I guess it really was a
Tiger. Hey. The flip side of that is the Tigers at least getting national exposure now.
And you know what, Stoney? You can never start scouting too soon. Maybe Scott Harris will be there, and he'll see somebody who can actually do something. 248-539-9797. Kevin, you're going to lead us off today. You're on 97.1.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, and Stoney, I love that you still are filling in on, you know, shows. It's we love having you around. At least I do. And
thank you. That's very nice.
You do stick around. Congrats on the retirement.
Thank you.
So yeah, so basically, it was when I was about 6, 7 years old. I was playing my first year of T-ball, organized baseball, and I wasn't one of the better kids on the team, but I was on a good team. We went to made it all the way to the state, not the state finals, the city championship. And just for some context, this is like the Sterling Heights League. So we had a lot of kids that played for Utica Stevenson, and they won a state title in 2005 just for
wow.
the people that are like, oh, screw the city leagues because the Fed teams are good. But yeah, so that's just some context. But basically, my dad took me to practice hitting a little bit. Day before the game, it was the bottom of the seventh inning, the last inning, and we're down by 2 runs. I ended up hitting a grand slam. It was my first hit of the year, and I think there was like 2 outs, and we won the game. It was pretty crazy. Nice. I was kind of like, I couldn't believe it. I remember as like a 6-year-old, I kind of peaked, I feel, a little early on in my sports career, and that was one of the big and better moments I remember.
Appreciate it, Kevin. 248-539-9797. Well, he had a good story. So, David, what about you and the grift that is travel baseball, Coach Hull?
Well, since I didn't play, I don't want to tell my son's story. Those are his stories.
Well, you're a coach. I mean, you know.
I'm not really coach. I'm just a parent for this last team.
You're in the crowd basically yelling at the coach.
Yeah, I'm just.
I got you.
But he did have a great.
Play my kid!
He pitches. He plays center field. He did have a great pitching performance to take his team to
Which son? Good oldest. Son or bad son?
The oldest. He had a
good answer.
He almost said the bad son.
The tournament they finished second in, one of their tournaments this year. He had a great performance to get them to the championship game. I mean, he was an ace. He was Justin Verlander for that game. But I missed that game. So it is what it is.
That's a great story. All right, 248-539-9797. Well, if it was the other, I would have been more invested if it was the other son. But why did you miss it? What were you doing?
Some responsibilities at the church that I had. Uh-huh. I couldn't get there in time. So
the building.
But fun. I saw the championship game. He had a great performance at the bat there.
The building fund must be collected at all times, folks. No matter what. Let's go back to the phone lines.
He was Brian. Constructing the pew.
You're on 97.1.
Hey, Brian.
Brian.
Okay. And he's gone. Okay. Kyle, you're on 97.1.
Hey, so my little league story was I was about like 15 or 16. And it was a game right before the championship, and not having a good game at the plate, but it was bottom of the ninth. We were up by 3, and they walked the bases loaded, and then they came in, and they had me come in to close, and I was able to strike out the side.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was a good one. I just remember the last pitch was like a nice curveball, probably the best curveball I ever threw in my life, and I was able to win a game off of that.
Wait, how old were you? I think you were supposed to throw curveballs.
You said 15 and 16. Well, he said 15 and 16. Little League only goes to 12.
Correct.
That's big league.
But... Oh, no. We had it was like minor leagues, major leagues, and like a senior league, but it was still a part of the little league.
Oh, okay.
But can you be 20 in a senior league?
No, no.
David, be nice. Thanks. Thanks, Kyle. Couple ticket texts, David.
2005, my team is playing the first place team with the second best team. Huge rivalry game right before the playoffs. I'm the first baseman. There's a man on first and second, one out. The batter hits a line drive to my right side. I leaped as quickly as I could, snagged the ball, then ran and tagged the runner trying to get back to first. Crowd went crazy, felt so good. That is TJ in Auburn Hills. Unassisted triple play. Playing third base, caught a line drive, tagged the runner out to third base, threw it to first to win the game. Mark and Monroe. Think he's lying.
No. He's probably not, because in Little League, you get a lot of that because people don't necessarily know the rules. And if you do, it's like, wait, what do you mean I'm out? It's
you're right. Like, they're standing still waiting to know. And yeah.
Right. It's like the home run you get for laying down a bunt and they just keep throwing the ball all over. Like, really, it's a three base error, but you don't want to tell the kid, yeah, you hit a home run, and you just let it go. You know, the funny thing
been
is.
Been there before.
I had NIL before there was NIL.
Oh, come on.
No. And anybody who grew up in Southwest Detroit, because I played on the Cobras, Mrs. Jones, her son played on there, Brian Jones. She paid us at the end of the game, depending on what we did. So if you went out there and you got a lot of hits, it depends. You get a dollar. Like if you hit two home runs, you get $2. Miss Jones. Which was at the so yeah, we got our money to go get candy and pop and stuff like she did. Hey, that's when I found out. Okay, but she if you didn't do nothing, you don't go approach her. But Mrs. Jones,
is Mrs. Jones, the Ed Martin of your little
she
league.
She was the Ed Martin of the little league. Oh yeah.
By the way, we have breaking news: Gio Urshela has been DFA'd. That's the one. We I don't know what else is coming, but
kind of thought that was going to happen.
Yeah,
because yeah, this allows him.
Chase Young, you know we're talking what? About. Yep.
Go find a team that can use you.
Correct. Yeah.
We're not. So that was the Tigers, team. You know, just out of respect. Look, you're good. Somebody's going to pick him up. He won't be out of baseball for long. What about Javi?
Waiting on the number two, right? We're waiting on the next guy. I don't think it's going to be Javi.
I mean, they're bringing up a shortstop.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Javi.
I think it'll be.
The man hits a home run and then you let him go?
It'll be McKinstry,
you know what?
If anything.
Yes. Yes. Because you've been holding this team and this city hostage. So, yeah, I think it's poetic justice. You let him go.
In on a high note?
Yep.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You know who's running the show here. Come on.
That would give me hope, though. Man, it would give me hope.
Yes.
Just saying. But, yeah, I just want to let you know, yes, it was NIL before there was NIL. Yeah, we were on the take. We were getting money.
I love it.
If you did well, oh, we were killing. I mean, there was no mercy rule either. So we would beat teams 43-3. There was no, oh, well, you know, you got everybody. No, no. We embarrassed you. And we would then go over to her, and she just had a handful of money and just handed it out to us. It was like, yeah. We go to the store, like, you got your Miss Jones money? Yep, I got it. You got yours? No, she ain't give me none.
There must have been a lot of people want to go play for that team.
Because
they knew they were getting Miss Jones money.
No, you know. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, we can hear
you. Yeah.
Yeah, so great topic. Stoney, grew up playing Little League in Pennsylvania. So hearing this brought back a lot of memories.
Okay.
My parents were divorced, and I go to Pennsylvania in the summer, so I couldn't be there for the tryouts at the beginning of the season, you know, to make the Little League. So we had Farm League, and that was all I was able to play. And so I was on the Phillies, and was never – we didn't really have a lot, so I would always – I'd show up, play my blue jeans and my mom's white Keds sneakers.
Keds.
As well as,
love
that's
Keds.
All I had to wear. That's all I had to wear. So we'd play, and nobody wanted the kid that couldn't, you know, that showed up halfway through the season. But end up making the all-star teams all the time. And it was just a great, a lot of memories. But I had decided that when I had kids, my kids would never have to do without. So first year, my son shows up playing T-ball. He's got bat bags. He's got hats. He's got feet. He's got... So a great topic, guys.
Where in Pennsylvania where did you play?
So it would have been South Central, Huntington, Altoona area. So, you know, you had Natty Glow, all the Tyrone, all the, when you got to the Little League tournaments, you had all those fun names from middle Pennsylvania. It was a lot of fun.
Gotcha.
Appreciate the phone call.
I love the sponsors we had on Little League. There was, Irving A. Miller Real Estate. There was, Marple Ford.
No, I remember. Yeah, it was like all the local little shops, mom and pop shops would go ahead and sponsor a team. Mm-hmm. Chad, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I remember when I was in seventh grade, I played, and I was the pitcher for the All-Star game, and I was so excited because I was telling everybody how good I was and everything else, and man, I got rocked. When you're a kid, you can play what game and strike out a few. But when you face all the best, man, I was so defeated. I threw my glove on the ground. My dad came and yanked me off the mound.
Wow. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know it's bad. Son, you stink. But come on, let's just call it what it is. 248-539-9797. Let's get a little football next because Football Fridays will be coming up in just a matter of weeks. 97.1.
So we are in the preseason of the NFL. So let's go through some former first round selections that are on their last leg. You let me know if you agree or not. And if they are on their last leg, if there's any other shot for them elsewhere in the league.
Sonny, I got a feeling it's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on this list.
Let's start with the 2021 group of quarterbacks. You have Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields. All on different teams. Justin Fields may get a chance to start eventually. The rest of them, not sure. Last leg, is there a shot for any of them?
Well, I think there's a shot for Justin Fields. I mean, he's got a really good coach. Sometimes they're offensively challenged, as you know, David. But I think Mac Jones, no. And the other ones, Zach Wilson's going to be a career backup.
I like what Fields has. He's on a garbage team that just needs a wide receiver, and they just need to sweeten the deal, and they can have that wide receiver, David, but you guys are being cheap about it. But in all seriousness, yeah, Justin Fields played on a team where his team didn't like him, and they didn't try to support him at all, and he still got some things done. So imagine if you surround him and you insulate him and you give him pieces, I think you got something. Trey Lance is the one. I don't know what he is because he's never really played. He played a little bit, got injured. Brock Purdy came in, and he got Wally pipped. He never got his job back. I think so. I don't know.
He's a backup too.
He's the only one now. Zach Wilson, and who was the other one? Mac Jones. Yeah, I think that they'll be like the third quarterback on teams, or they'll be like, wow, he's still in the league. They'll be one of those guys where they still manage to find a job here and there, but they could play on three teams before the season's over.
Let's move over to, well, there was a trade in the 2022 NFL draft, and Stoney, your team traded for A.J. Brown. They gave the Tennessee Titans a first-round selection.
Trayvon Burks, right? They used that
pick on Treylon Burks.
Treylon Burks.
Is there any hope for him?
He could be a third or a fourth receiver somewhere, but that's about it. I mean, that was one of Howie Roseman's gems, that trade. I mean, and look, in Tennessee, they're hurting for it, but, you know, yes. Great trade for the Eagles, horrible trade for the Titans, and he's just going to be a guy. Nothing more.
I think he's done because here's the thing, David. When you get to that third receiver spot, that's when the incoming rookies are going to take your spot. Because if I have to, this guy's under control. I don't know what he is. I know what you are. And you're not much. So I think he's done.
Let's move to another quarterback. This one's a little older. He was a number 3 overall pick in 2018 by the Jets, and he will be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings this year. Sam Darnold, can he reinvent himself in Minnesota?
With Kevin O'Connell, with Justin Jefferson, Addison, they have Aaron Jones now. Yeah, I think he can be, I'm not going to make the Pro Bowl, but he can be a good, solid quarterback. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was okay with the Niners.
You look at what they did with Nick Mullins last year. I mean, he went out there and lit it up. So the thing about Darnold, he is going to have every opportunity to get it done. Mm-hmm. Your competition is out for the year.
Right.
So they're stuck with you. So if you can't make it this year, you blame no one but the man staring you back in the mirror.
Yes.
Because you're going to have receivers when they all are together. You have a team. You got a running back. You got it all. He was okay when he was with the Niners. But here's your chance, man. So, David, to answer your question, he's got that opportunity. If he does, I think it's going to be hard to take the job away from him. If he's just average, JJ's going to come in and just take the job from day one next year.
Yeah, more to your point, Justin Jefferson, the JJ that will play this season, mm-hmm. was quoted as saying yesterday in a video, in an interview, that I didn't know how good of an arm Sam Darnold had until he threw me the ball. He says, when he throws me the ball, touches my hands, it feels like a pillow. So that endorsement alone is what he needs, but he has to continue it.
Darnold's not stupid either.
Right.
If Justin Jefferson, the real JJ, is backing me, I got a job.
Yes.
They're going to keep me. If he badmouths me, I'm going to be at your local Walmart.
Yes, correct. Someone that may be at their local Walmart real soon, a defensive player here. He was drafted in 2022. Lions fans remember him when he went crazy on the field and got ejected.
Oh, yeah.
That is Quay Walker.
Look, it's like any young person. If he gets his head on straight, he'll be great. If not, he'll be out of the league. I think he's going to get his head on straight now. I think, you know, sometimes it takes a guy
two years.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because once you get a reputation, though, teams are going to always remember you for losing your cool in a game. And what did he push the ref down?
He pushed the Lions train. Remember, he pushed the Lions trainer.
This was the trainer. Yeah, and this was just after...
That was after the Hamlin situation.
Right, and it's just like, whoa. I mean, we were all a little sensitive because we were all thinking like, well, you know, how do you know this guy isn't about to die? And you pushed him away, and it's like, what are you doing? So that's one. I don't know if he'll ever shed that. He's going to have to go out there and unfortunately play above and beyond just to get back to normal because it was such a bad look for him.
So let's close it out with these two players, one a running back, one a quarterback. The running back plays in Pittsburgh. His name is Najee Harris. And the quarterback is one Daniel Jones.
I think, look, Najee Harris, if he doesn't have a great year, he's not going to be out of the league. There'll be always a spot for a guy who can run the ball hard. As far as Daniel Jones goes, I know the person who usually sits here hopes he never sees the field for the rest of his life or even his afterlife, for crying out loud. But he's a backup. That's what he'll be. He will be a backup. Right now, he's a $40 million bust, but he's a backup.
He's only a backup if somebody eats that cost. And I get him at league minimum, and the Giants pay for most of it. The running back, David, because it's running back by committee now, and it's rare that you see just that one guy, Najee will find a spot. Somebody will pick him up. He will be the battering ram type of running back. So I can see him finding a place. He will really tick David off. He's going to go to a good team in a lesser role.
With an offensive line.
And you're going to be
with a quarterback.
Oh, but you couldn't. Yeah, he could be Chubb's backup in Cleveland.
Exactly. And now he's eating me up. Oh, my gosh.
You want something sad? Here, let me help you feel better. For those out there, we're not going to go through each one. The 49ers 2022 draft class. Probably, it almost ranks up there with that Lions draft class that no one stuck with the team. If it wasn't for the last pick of the draft Everybody else is either pretty much gone or out of the league. Their entire it was
Kinlaw on that one?
No, he was not.
Okay.
No. It was Drake Jackson
gone.
Tyron Davis Price
gone.
Danny Gray
gone.
Spencer Buford.
Oh my Lord.
Samuel Womack. Nick Zakelli.
You better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
Khalil Davis. Terrio Castro Fields and Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Ooh, you better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
God, is that a bad draft?
That's horrible.
That you think about it. Normally, you nail the first selection. They nailed the last selection.
Right. They nailed Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
They got everything
and
else
and nothing
wrong.
Else even touched.
It reminds me of that Lions draft where just everybody was gone in 3 years.
So. Wow. That is in football today. So we are in the preseason of the NFL. So let's go through some former first-round selections that are on their last leg. You let me know if you agree or not, and if they are on their last leg, if there's any other shot for them elsewhere in the league. Let's start.
Stoney, I got a feeling it's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on this list.
Let's start with the 2021 group of quarterbacks. You have Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields, all on different teams. Justin Fields may get a chance to start eventually. The rest of them, not sure. Last leg, is there a shot for any of them?
I think there's a shot for Justin Fields. I mean, he's got a really good coach. Sometimes they're offensively challenged, as you know, David. But I think Mac Jones, no. And the other ones, Zach Wilson's going to be a career backup.
I like what Fields has. He's on a garbage team that just needs a wide receiver, and they just need to sweeten the deal, and they can have that wide receiver, David, but you guys are being cheap about it. But in all seriousness, yeah, Justin Fields played on a team where his team didn't like him, and they didn't try to support him at all, and he still got some things done. So imagine if you surround him and you insulate him and you give him pieces, I think you got something. Trey Lance is the one. I don't know what he is because he's never really played. He played a little bit, got injured. Brock Purdy came in, and he got Wally pipped. He never got his job back.
I think
so. I don't know.
He's a backup too.
He's the only one now. Zach Wilson, and who was the other one? Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think that they'll be like the third quarterback on teams, or they'll be like, wow, he's still in the league. They'll be one of those guys where they still manage to find a job here and there, but they could play on three teams before the season's over.
Let's move over to, well, there was a trade in the 2022 NFL draft, and Stoney, your team traded for A.J. Brown. They gave the Tennessee Titans a first-round selection.
Trayvon Burks, right?
That pick on Treylon Burks.
Treylon Burks.
Is there any hope for him?
He could be a third or a fourth receiver somewhere, but that's about it. I mean, that was one of Howie Roseman's gems, that trade. I mean, and look, in Tennessee, they're hurting for it, but, you know, yes. Great trade for the Eagles, horrible trade for the Titans, and he's just going to be a guy. Nothing more.
I think he's done because here's the thing, David. When you get to that third receiver spot, that's when the incoming rookies are going to take your spot. Because if I have to, this guy's under control. I don't know what he is. I know what you are, and you're not much. So I think he's done.
Let's move to another quarterback. This one's a little older. He was a number 3 overall pick in 2018 by the Jets, and he will be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings this year. Sam Darnold, can he reinvent himself in Minnesota?
With Kevin O'Connell, with Justin Jefferson, Addison, they have Aaron Jones now. Yeah, I think he can be, I'm not going to make the Pro Bowl, but he can be a good, solid quarterback. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was okay with the Niners.
You look at what they did with Nick Mullins last year. I mean, he went out there and lit it up. So the thing about Darnold, he is going to have every opportunity to get it done. Mm-hmm. Your competition is out for the year.
Right.
So they're stuck with you. So if you can't make it this year, you blame no one but the man staring you back in the mirror.
Yes.
Because You're going to have receivers when they all are together. You have a team. You got a running back. You got it all. He was okay when he was with the Niners, but here's your chance, man. So, David, to answer your question, he's got that opportunity. If he does, I think it's going to be hard to take the job away from him. If he's just average, J.J.'s going to come in and just take the job from day one next year.
Yeah, more to your point, Justin Jefferson, the J.J. that will play this season, was quoted as saying yesterday in a video, in an interview, that I didn't know how good of an arm Sam Darnold had until he threw me the ball. He says, when he throws me the ball, touches my hands, it feels like a pillow. So that endorsement alone is what he needs, but he has to continue it.
Darnold's not stupid either.
Right.
If Justin Jefferson, that the real J.J., is backing me, I got a job.
Yes.
They're going to keep me. If he bad-mouths me, I'm going to be at your local Walmart.
Yes, correct. Someone that may be at their local Walmart real soon, a defensive player here. He was drafted in 2022. Lions fans remember him when he went crazy on the field and got ejected.
Oh, yeah.
That is Quay Walker.
Look, it's like any young person. If he gets his head on straight, he'll be great. If not, he'll be out of the league. I think he's going to get his head on straight now. I think, you know, sometimes it takes a guy 2 years. Yeah.
I don't know, man, because once you get a reputation, though, teams are going to always remember you for losing your cool in a game. And what did he push the ref down?
He pushed the Lions train. Remember, he pushed the Lions trainer.
This was the trainer.
Yes.
Yeah, and this was just after.
That was after the Hamlin situation.
Right, and it's just like, whoa. I mean, we were all a little sensitive because we were all thinking like, well, you know, how do you know this guy isn't about to die? And you pushed him away, and it's like, what are you doing? So that's one. I don't know if he'll ever shed that. He's going to have to go out there and unfortunately play above and beyond just to get back to normal because it was such a bad look for him.
So let's close it out with these two players, one a running back, one a quarterback. The running back plays in Pittsburgh. His name is Najee Harris. And the quarterback is one Daniel Jones.
I think, look, Najee Harris, if he doesn't have a great year, he's not going to be out of the league. There'll be always a spot for a guy who can run the ball hard. As far as Daniel Jones goes, I know the person who usually sits here hopes he never sees the field for the rest of his life or even his afterlife, for crying out loud. But he's a backup. That's what he'll be. He will be a backup. Right now, he's a $40 million bust, but he's a backup.
He's only a backup if somebody eats that cost. And I get him at league minimum, and the Giants pay for most of it. The running back, David, I mean, because it's running back by committee now, and it's rare that you see just that one guy, Najee will find a spot. Somebody will pick him up. He will be that the battering ram type of running back. So I can see him finding a place. He will really tick David off. He's going to go to a good team in a lesser role.
With an offensive line.
And you're going to be
with a quarterback.
Oh, but you couldn't. Yeah, he could be Chubb's backup in Cleveland.
Exactly. And now he's eating me up. Oh, my gosh.
You want something sad? Here, let me help you feel better. For those out there, we're not going to go through each one. The 49ers 2022 draft class. Probably, it almost ranks up there with that Lions draft class that no one stuck with the team. If it wasn't for the last pick of the draft, everybody else is pretty much gone or out of the league. Their entire –
Was Kinlaw on that one?
No, he was not.
Okay.
No. It was Drake Jackson.
Gone.
Tyron Davis Price.
Gone.
Danny Gray.
Gone.
Spencer Buford.
Oh, my Lord.
Samuel Womack. Nick Zekeli.
You better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
Khalil Davis. Terrio Castro Fields. And Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Ooh, you better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
God, is that a bad draft?
That's horrible.
That you think about it. Normally, you nail the first selection. They nailed the last selection.
Right. They nailed Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
They got everything else wrong.
Nothing else even touched.
It reminds me of that Lions draft where just everybody was gone in 3 years.
So. Wow. That is in football today.